This recording, Guangxi 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Aronoff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a super private practice in North Square near the Dark Strip Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an office letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you were only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that each goose began to stretch around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Common, Common," which Sarah saw was an old choice for a name. Common was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on calmer and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. "Hello, I come from Beihai. Now I'll introduce 2 touristy places to you. They give me a deep impression. The first I want to say is the Civil Beach. The Civil Beach is well known as the first beach of Beihai. The most suitable season to visit is summer. In summer, there are many activities: boating, swimming, beach volleyball, sunbathe, enjoying the sea wind. But of course, boating and swimming are very dangerous. Besides, you can see the beautiful scenery, sunrise and sunset. If fortunately, you can pick some amazing seashells. The next is Underwater World. It is very interesting. It's just like a museum. You can see varieties, fish, any sea living things swim in the water through glasses."
若寒衣兮嘲嘲，毛衣若夫，有碰起云风雷，毛衣来夫，让毛鸡，你毛王，毛衣关吉夫，只有西三别，二音一皮鸡，若西毛，只要问好只有，关吉好者，西为两人。 只有困毛，尽量有人，毛针好以 背负只要是其所依，滚其所摇，差其所恩，人因所在。